USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The likelihood of a government shutdown is growing. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. In the meantime, the White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed-to bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, reminded of the accord made between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy in May. The news of California Senator Dianne Feinstein's death hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for 30 years. The United Auto Workers set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain made that announcement today, saying that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will be walking off the job. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. According to updated information, individuals who earned over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
In a significant development, Las Vegas police have arrested Dwayne Keefe D. Davis in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keefe D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said Davis was arrested this morning, the arrest following a July search of Davis' residence. Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. An Instagram video is now prompting a welfare check.
Police felt it necessary to check on Britney Spears' well-being Wednesday after the pop star shared a video of herself dancing with knives. Spears twirled around in her Southern California home holding two large knives while wearing a crop top and bikini bottoms. But the Ventura County Sheriff's Department did do a welfare check and decided she was not in any danger physically or emotionally. I'm Corey Myers.
Tomorrow night in Las Vegas, Canelo Alvarez makes his ring comeback. The reigning undisputed super middleweight champion will risk his belts against the undisputed junior middleweight champion, Jermell Charlo. This marks Canelo's third defense of his four world titles. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.